Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Dr. Beard from KSU Vet Med. We're going to transition here. We're going to talk about the Pottawatomie County Courthouse. And we have some folks in studio with us from the Citizens for Courthouse Conservation. Rita Newell and Steve Minton are here. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And so first of all, talk a little bit about the background, about how the organization got started and kind of what some of your goals are going forward.
Okay. First of all, we'd like to say Happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans, and also to remind them there is a Veterans Memorial at the southeast corner of the courthouse grounds in Westmoreland, and also Memorial to World War I and World War II veterans are in the administration building in Westmoreland.
Definitely important to note considering the day. And
yes,
it's very unfortunate that the parade's a little impacted by the snow right now.
Yeah.
But as I understand, there's no changes going on regardless of the weather.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's right.
So tell me a little bit about the organization and how you first got involved with this issue.
Well, I first got involved very, very recently. It was originally organized back in November of 2017 when it became apparent that the county commissioners were talking about destroying the courthouse. And so a group of citizens who felt very strongly about the importance of keeping it as a historical building and also maintaining its use for county offices, organized at that time with the purpose of getting out to the taxpayers of Pottawatomie County what they believed the importance was of keeping that building. And it was originally constructed in 1884, so it has stood in use for 135 years. In fact, it's the second oldest courthouse in use in the state of Kansas, the first one being one most people are familiar with, the Chase County Courthouse in Cottonwood Falls. So our group believes that it has continued usability for the future. The county is at a point now where they indicate they need more space. They have conducted professional studies that have also supported that. And so we believe that the courthouse can provide a lot of that usable space. It's about 12,000 square feet. They estimate they need 16 to 20,000 square feet. Studies have also shown that it can be added on to. I think on the north side and or the east side of the courthouse. So it is possible to make an addition that would add the needed square feet that the county believes that it needs.
Yeah, and with that discussion starting in 2017 about the potential for demolition, somewhere along the line, starting in around 2018, as I understand officially, on January 5th, 2018, the courthouse then was registered on the National Register of Historical Places. Were you involved with that as well?
I was not. That happened before I joined the organization. It did become, it was on the National Register of Historic Places and the Kansas Register of Historic Sites, and that did become effective in January 2018. That process had started earlier than that. And by putting it, our organization, Citizens for Courthouse Conservation, were the driving force in getting that listed on the Historic Register.
Was some of the logic behind that to maybe have another arm of protection for the courthouse?
Well, I think there was that possibility. But what it really did was make the courthouse eligible for a lot of funding, grant funding through the Heritage Fund. And that funding is available up to $90,000 a year for rehabilitation and maintenance type of activities. It also makes it eligible for tax credits of 25%. Those, I'm not sure exactly the process of how those work, but they do work to come back as rebates to the county or savings to the county of up to 25%. All of those things can help manage the costs that it would take to begin to rehabilitate the courthouse and to make it ADA accessible.
And for you personally, we talked a little bit about sort of the conservation, the Citizens for Conservation, or Courthouse Conservation Group, and kind of the historical aspects of it. What has been a primary motivator, especially noting this history of it, and especially amongst those in the community too? What is this history sort of just really personal to you, knowing that it's been there for so long that you want to take a role in maybe keeping it around a bit longer?
Yes, I think it is personal. History has always been something that I have been interested in. I also am a business owner of an antique shop in Westmoreland. It is valuable to business owners in Westmoreland to have people come to our city. Maybe I should say town, not city. But I think it took a community of our forefathers went together to build that courthouse, hoping that it would stand for generations. It has, and we're very interested in making sure that it stands for more generations for our children and our grandchildren. I think a good deal of the population of Pottawatomie County are younger people raising families, and they really do not have the time to concentrate on historical types of things. But I think that once they grow older and their children are gone, historical significance is important to them. And this courthouse certainly offers that. We believe it was modeled after the first territorial capital in Kansas at Lecompton. Studies have shown, without architects, studies have shown that it is some of the best limestone quality that you can find anywhere.
And locally quarried, from what I understand.
Yes, it was locally quarried. The courtroom has beautiful furniture that was also came from local lumber by artisans in the community who made that furniture. So there are a lot of things that I think in the future can be appreciated by the citizens of the state and the nation, actually. I get in my shop visitors coming through for the sole purpose of looking at the courthouse and touring the grounds. So I think that indications have told us people are interested in it, and we would like for it to remain standing and useful for another 100 years.
And as I understand, there's a bit of a resistance on the part of the commission about putting more money into this courthouse for renovations. There's a disagreement over the cost and whether it's worthwhile to go forward doing this, as opposed to what their study tells them, and that maybe it may be a little more cost effective to go about building a new site. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think that the money's more worthwhile used in this way?
We think that it's more worthwhile to use this way, and we also believe that it would be less costly to bring the building up to state-of-the-art technology needs and space needs and make it ADA accessible. A study from 2015 or 2016, I believe, indicated that the cost of doing all of those things, putting in an elevator, taking care of needed repairs, would be in the neighborhood of $1.2 million. Well, that's been a few years ago, and so we're not sure, you know, how close that figure would be now. It is estimated that tearing it down, building a new structure on the site, could be anywhere. There have been figures shown to be $4 to $5 million or $8 to $10 million. What happens is the county has those funds available. And because...
I interject there.
Okay.
On the amount of funds available. Currently, Pottawatomie County has approximately $30 million in CDs. Total amount in the bank available to be altogether, including CDs, is $50 to $52 million. So right now we're in excess of what we have in the bank for the total budget for the year, and there's another tax collection coming up in November. So the only thing I can say about this situation is that if the county spent the full renovation amount, that nobody's taxes would have to go up due to that, due to the reserves. And we've had budget excesses in the last 5 years or so, ranging from three to up to 5 million excess funds collected each year. So nobody's taxes would have to go up if they did a full renovation.
They'd be able to utilize the, as you're saying, they'd be able to utilize this cash on hand. Is that correct?
That's my understanding. Some of these CDs are in reserve funds for specific purposes like fire, ambulance, and such. But with the over-budgeting, what the county has done in recent years was over-budgeted the expenses and underestimated the revenues. So that's how they end up with a budget surplus at the end of the year. And there would be funds that could be utilized. Last year alone, they put in $5 million into the capital improvement projects funds, and that raised the total to approximately $6 million. Well, right now they're on track to have a surplus balance at the end of the year in this fund, if they don't put any more money in, to have at least $2 million left over. So
when you and I'm sure they have there's a logical reason behind their intention for putting things in, putting money in certain reserve funds.
Right.
But when you see that level of reserve money sitting there and being told that perhaps this is a little too much for this project, how do you feel? What does that say to you as someone with an interest in this courthouse?
Well, I don't mind paying taxes, and you take my money, and then it'd be awful nice if you could spend it, invest it in the county in some way, shape, or form. So that's my viewpoint on that.
How about you, Rita?
Well, I think that there are a couple things that come to mind. Number one, I think the best expenditure of those funds is to preserve the courthouse and hopefully to preserve it for future use to meet county needs. The second thing is that because that money is on hand, they do not have to go to taxpayers to ask their opinion. It doesn't need to go to a vote. And even if it did go to a vote, because there would be no bond issue, that vote would only be advisory to the county commissioners. But our position right now is that county commissioners have told our group that they believe that people in the county do not care, that they are not concerned about saving the courthouse. They're only concerned about their tax dollars. And therefore, our group is the only one who has a goal of retaining the courthouse. And I think we just don't believe that that's the case. We think that there are people in the county who are interested in that. Certainly people that come into my shop cannot believe that anyone would think to tear it down. That's such a permanent thing. It would never be there again. And that, so we would like to encourage people of the county to let the commissioners know that they do care about what happens to it, whether or not it would cost them in tax dollars, which, as Steve pointed out, it would not cost additional tax dollars.
Steve, it looked like you had something else you wanted to add right there.
We are associated with the Kansas Rural Communities Foundation, located in Waumego, and they are a 501c3 organization. So if anybody wants to contribute to the courthouse cause or join our group, they can do a Google search of this Kansas Rural Communities Foundation, and they handle all of our donations and stuff. And somebody can just Google that and find out that information. And also, I would encourage people to follow us on Facebook.
It's a historic Pottawatomie County Courthouse, I believe is your URL.
Yeah, you got it right, yeah.
And then you also have a website, historicpottawatomiecountycourthouse.org.
You're on it. Yeah.
There we are.
Okay.
And also, as I understand, there is a little bit of protection through its status as a historic place. And at a recent meeting at the Pottawatomie County Commission, they discussed that they'd have to go through them if they want to make any changes or go forward with demolition. Do you see that as really a protection, or is that just, as they referred to it, as a speed bump in the process, something that is potential to get over in the long run? Or do you think that there needs to be some other type of action to advance your interest in protecting this this courthouse?
At this point, it would appear to us that it is probably a speed bump. What they would have to do to gain permission is, as Patrick Zollner from the State Historical Society indicated, is really not that difficult. It needs to be reasonable. They need to have a reasonable reason for doing what they need to do. And they do need to show that it has no potential use before permission could be had to demolish it. So the commissioners, of course, believe that that ties their hands and that they can't do anything. I don't believe that that's true, that in working with that group, funding can be attained and or at least applied for. It is reasonable what the Historical Society, of course, they are in the business of wanting to preserve historical sites. And therefore they have some input into what can and cannot be done to an existing building. I think at this point, having it on the National Historic Site and the Kansas Historic Sites Register has really angered the county commissioners, and they are reluctant to consider other alternatives than the one they see being the most economical and easiest, and that is to demolish the building.
And we're just about out of time here. Rita, Steve, I appreciate you coming out and discussing the topic with us. Again, if you want to find out more about the organization, Facebook, Historic Pottawatomie County Courthouse, or historicpottawatomiecountycourthouse.org. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to head off to our final break and check in very briefly with Dave over at the site of the Veterans Day Parade when we come back. News Radio KMAN.